Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 Podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, July 1st here in North Central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Vilas in Oneida County. This past week has seen a massive weather change as above normal temps set in, along with high heat, humidity, and often windy conditions the last few days. The full moon was Monday, and it brought a windy, hot, very humid, with low-hanging clouds day that offered excellent shallow water fishing opportunities for many anglers. Water temps have risen, with many lakes at or above the 70-degree mark once again. Today we have Northwoods fishing guide and lure maker Jake Smith from Smitty Baits. Jake, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
You're
welcome. Good to be here.
How was muskie fishing this week for you?
Pretty good. We had quite a bit of action. Shallow, like you talked about on the report there, we had, you know, really nice cloudy, you know, days that you dream of having, misty, rainy kind of mornings. A couple of those this week, which was awesome for throwing some top water. Had some really aggressive fish on the top kick that were trying to eat it. Didn't hook up with all of them, but we got a couple in the boat on that. And
classic tail rotating surface bait you guys make.
Yep, the yeah. Top kick. So that was real hot. And then we've been finding, you know, as the days cleared off, we found some fish. I always describe it as like every lake, not every lake, but majority of lakes have a spot that you might call Musky Bay, if you can think of one. You know, sometimes it's an inlet bay or outlet bay where the weeds, like it's slow drop off and the weeds extend way out and kind of a, you know, slow drop off all the way out to 10 or 12 feet, mm-hmm. sometimes even 15 feet. Those spots, if you can find one, have been holding some fish for us and working them way out on the deeper edge of them. The weed lines, you know, of course, right now are good, and center weed humps we found a couple fish on too this week, so that's been good. I got one on the Wizard again, so we'll keep throwing a smaller bait, seem to be working, but I wouldn't be shy to start throwing some bigger blades. We did throw some bigger double eights and stuff too, but small baits, top kicks, topwater baits, faster moving topwater baits seem to be what's working right now.
Yeah, that Monday was the full moon as well, that which was 2 days ago. Yeah, that was some intense dark. I think it was all morning. It was just dark, like you had to have your headlights on when you drove, kind of conditions.
And yeah,
that was some juicy weather, just extreme humidity, windows fogging from the outside. And I figured, and I talked to other people too that fished that morning, and everybody did well. All fish were up shallow.
Yeah.
And they were aggressive, so they were reacting to speed, and they were, you know, I could see some outstanding topwater conditions that day, and man, it sounded great. I was stuck at work, by the way.
Oh, man, yeah. I bet you're dreaming of getting out of here.
That was...
You got to close the shades and just make believe you don't even see it, I guess.
That's right. Well, the Muskie Shop studio just keeps revving on.
I think another tip, you know, for this week coming up is it's the busiest week for boat traffic that we have probably for the whole year of the summer, and...
Yeah.
Getting out there at times when you don't have to deal with that, you know, early mornings are the quietest this time of year. Even the evenings now can be still pretty busy with boats and stuff. But so I try to get out early and fish the morning, try to find lakes that aren't destination water ski lakes. And
right.
Some of the lakes around here we have are, you know, undeveloped, you know, state owned, a lot of natural lakes don't get the boat traffic like some of the other lakes. Not that you still can't catch a fish in the high boat traffic lake, but it kind of affects your own mind sometimes when you're dealing with people buzzing you and stuff like that.
Well, so, that's the beauty of our area. There yeah. are so many lakes that have either poor boat landings, I guess, I don't know if you call them bad, but
yeah,
more difficult access or really limited parking, you know, and the lakes might be under 300 acres. Can be great. There's a lot of great musky lakes like that around here, and I think... I never work on the 4th of July. You know, it's like, it's always a day off.
Yeah. Even,
I always go out fishing that day for some reason, thinking, and I've always thought it's just like, there's going to be so, you know, so many people out. It's going to be so difficult fishing where you want to, but I'll tell you what, there's usually not that many people out.
During the day, I'm sure, and afternoons pick up with stuff, it seems, but yeah.
Yeah, everyone's got family plans that day, so it's not a bad day. That's coming up in a few days.
Yeah, It'll be here before you know it. We're taping this on the 1st. So
one thing, Steve and I were talking about on the 360 podcast a few days ago when we did that was, the fact that it truly is. We've just slid like out of nowhere into like almost a middle summer pattern all of a sudden, you know? And, one thing people expect probably on a fishing report too, is to hear that there's a magic bait. There never is. And there never probably will be a magic bait because fish are all over. There's active muskies in multiple different areas on any given time during the day. But if you use your head a little bit and, you know, use contributing factors like the current weather and, you know, time of day and all that, and the type of lake you're on, of course, you know, you can usually capitalize that and, you know, figure out it's just like, okay, there's a good population of active fish shallow. And it's maybe a dark day. Let's get some bucktails going.
Yeah.
Let's get some, you know, Smitty Wizards and, you know, MEPs, Musky Killers and Giant Killers and, you know, IC7 Frenzy, et cetera, et cetera. Any of those mid-sized bucktails are deadly in the Northwoods for sure. Another thing Jake and I were just talking about before we started was PMTT. The Big Musky Tournament was in Eagle River and Three Lakes over the weekend. And, judging from the reports on the people that finished in the top 10, a lot of people were trolling. And they caught most of their fish trolling, which is kind of unusual for those weed-based lakes. But those guys definitely recognized a pattern with, like one thing you talked about last week, Jake, was the mayfly hatch and the bug hatches, and they were probably reacting to that.
It's still going on. I've still been seeing them. It's prolonged. It just keeps going. It seems... some lakes I went to didn't have any bugs coming up, but a couple lakes still did. So, yeah, they keep thinking about that. And trolling, like Jay's talking about, is definitely a good tactic right now. And I've caught a lot of fish doing that at this time of year. And
yep. Not every lake's going to have that issue, but
yeah.
Use your electronics if you have it and try to detect if there is an amazing density of bugs. You know, you said, you were in 30 feet.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that screenshot from last week.
Yeah,
and there's bugs solid up to 8,
almost to the top, and everything's out there. You know, perch, crappies, suckers, walleyes, everything's eating them. So that's where the food is. That's where the muskies are going to be. And
yep. So again, you know, judging from the conditions, were a little bit different over the weekend. We had more clear weather, and there was some serious wind. I think it was blowing 20 plus on Saturday, and even more on Sunday. So those guys were fishing weed edges in the weeds, and they were chasing perch on those particular systems over in the Eagle River, Three Lakes area. Another report I got on walleyes and smallmouth, a lot of people are targeting them and catching them in 20 to 24 feet down on mid-lake humps. There are a lot are caught on soft plastics like Gitset tubes, and a lot of people are using leeches and crawlers right now. It's hot weather. Leeches and crawlers are a lot easier to keep alive and lively than minnows. Walleyes on deeper rock areas have been responding well to using night crawlers too.
Yeah, I did get my son out a little bit bluegill fishing yesterday, and he's only 6, so
yeah.
That was a good time. He got some bluegills over 9 inches, which was pretty fun, and kept a couple for a fish fry. They were all pretty shallow, actually, the ones we were catching, but we were just fishing lily pads, kind of a limited access lake we drug a boat into, and that's kind of a fun thing to do this time of year, is hit those lakes that are not going to have a lot of traffic with the really bad boat linings like that, and drag a little boat down a hill and see what's in it. There's a lot of bass and bluegills and stuff in those lakes.
Yeah, it's got to be fun taking them out doing that.
Yeah, something a little different. Yeah.
And those are pretty easy to catch shallow this time of the year.
Yeah, just worming a bobber around lily pads. And, yeah.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
And here's a quick sound bite from Jake's son.
Hi, my name is Charlie. I love catching bluegills.
Yeah, I got Fred's crappie report too. Really kind of similar to last week. A lot of them are getting caught in the 8 to 10 foot zone in and around weeds. A lot of people are using Charlie Brewer crappie sliders, little soft plastics, and then 32nd ounce jig, usually set up with 4-pound mono.
Yeah.
Water temps, 70 to 72, 73. Sounds like a lot right of people are seeing.
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing, but I'm sure it's going to be jumping up in the next couple days here. It's going to be, I'm sure, hitting 75, no problem, by the couple warm days that we're going to be having here. So be watch out for that. I don't think we're in the danger zone yet, but should be clear to fish yet here.
Well, that's the thing with the give a weather forecast here for highs here in the next few days. Today we're near 80. Tomorrow, Thursday, July 2nd, looking at high 86. So we've got that turbulent, warm, muggy weather continuing with lows, really high lows, 64 degrees. Friday, 78. Saturday, 78. Sunday, 80. Monday and Tuesday, low 80s. So, yeah, water temps are going to continue to climb. And I don't think it's going to get, judging from quite a few nights in the 50s, we're going to be having to worry anytime real soon about handling fish. Yeah. With hot water conditions. But yeah, we're going to see some mid 70s here in a minute. That's for sure. Jake, anything else we didn't cover on musky fishing report this week you can think of? I mean, mentioned, you know, fishing the shallow, you know, bucktails, you know, under the right conditions are the way to go. But it's, you said,
The jerk baits, I mean, out in the, in what we're talking about, the musky bay area, you know, that's something that you got to keep an eye on. And stop and go baits, rubber baits. We got one on the large jerk bait out in that type area. So anything stop and go is what you want to be doing out there, it seems. You know, that's after you might want to fish the shallow stuff early when it's dark and, you know, ideal musky conditions, and then move out to that deeper stuff later on in the day.
Yeah, that's good advice. That's exactly what I was thinking in terms of, you know, most days aren't that juicy, dark, you know, all day kind of deal with the southwest wind and
right.
potential rain coming. You know, you just don't get that too often.
Right.
But if you do, yeah, great. Try to take advantage of it. Pop off some aggressive fish that are shallow. But for majority of the other days, fish deeper and, you know, good tactics, you know, jerk baits on the weed edges. You know, obviously you guys use a lot of your jerk baits, the 6.5, the 8s, the 10s.
Yeah, yep.
And they're erratic, and, you know, they have a slow rise to them. And but another really good tactic is using Red October tubes and using Krakens.
Yep.
And that's something you can, you know, adjust the weight. You know, with the Red Octobers, they come in different weights, so you can adjust the depth you're trying to reach with that. Krakens have a removable weight system. Yeah, I love that as a summer kind of midday kind of presentation where you can fish a little bit deeper with those and, you know, target fish 8 to 10 feet down and get the bait in their nose that way. So, yeah, Jake, thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll be doing this again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Okay, moon information. We just did come off the full moon a couple days ago, Monday. So let's look at Thursday, July 2nd. Major times, daytime majors 2:09 to 4:09, minor 7 in the morning to 8 in the morning. For Friday, 2:54 p.m. to 4:54 p.m. is the major. Minor 8:17 in the morning to 9:17. Saturday, 3:39 p.m. to 5:39 p.m. is the major, and the minor is 9:30 to 10:30. For Sunday, 4:24 p.m. to 6:24 p.m. Minor is 10:39 a.m. to 11:39 a.m. Monday, 5:09 p.m. to 7:09 p.m. is the major. Minor, 11:51 a.m. to 12:51 p.m. And we'll wrap up with Tuesday. Majors, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the minor is 1:07 p.m. to 2:07 p.m. Thanks for listening, everybody, to the Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay. We'll be back with another special guest next week. See ya.